KU18 wrapped up the regular season with a record of 7-1 after scoring 12 runs in the first inning, which helped them defeat Lucas Sylvan Cougars 16-2 on Wednesday night. David Mick drew a walk, scoring one run. Brooks Dunstan singled, scoring one run. David DeNuzzo singled, scoring two runs. Tripp Stillwell singled, scoring one run. Jace Jones singled, scoring one run. Trace Kahn singled, scoring two runs. Aaron Bates drew a walk, scoring one run. And Colton Adolph doubled, scoring two runs. Lucas Sylvan Cougars were first to get on the board in the first with an error, scored one run. Beloit K18 added their early lead in the bottom of the second inning after Gavin Nicholson walked. Bates grounded out. Bryson Bergman grounded out. And Tate Schwarman singled to center field, each scoring one run. DeNuzzo led things off pitching for Beloit K18. The hurler allowed two hits and one run, zero earned over two innings, striking out three and walking two. Nash Seehafer opened the game for Lucas Sylvan Cougars. The pitcher gave up six hits, 10 runs, eight earned over one third of an inning, striking out none and walking three. Mick appeared in relief for Beloit K18. Adolph, Riley Lundeen, Dunstan Jones, Stillwell, Kahn, DeNuzzo, and Schwarman each collected one hit for Beloit K18. Adolph and DeNuzzo were tough to handle back-to-back in the lineup, as each drove in two runs for Beloit K18. Nicholson led Beloit K18 with two walks. Overall, the team had a strong eye at the plate, piling up eight walks for the game. Beloit K18 turned one double play in the game. Jackson Meitler went 1-for-2 at the plate and led the team with one run batted in. Miles Zapata went 2-for-2 at the plate to lead Lucas Sylvan in hits. Beloit K18 will wait now till next Wednesday, when they have the league tournament here in Beloit. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94, Z96.3 Sports.